Okay, ladies, so welcome to our first cheer on the owl. Whatever, you would think this is like something out of Harry Potter, no? And they would name this thing like Hedwig or whatever, but apparently not. Okay, let's go. I want to go through some of the Gemaras over here in Daf Kof Gimel Amid Aleph. If you remember, we have Machlokas between Piskei and Rabbi Avohu. And Machlokas Piskei and Rabbi Avohu is, according to Rabbi Avohu, whenever the Torah says lo yochal, lo tochal, that is both Iser Achila and Iser Hana'ah. But according to Chizkiyah, it's only when the Torah says lo ye'achel, that it means Iser Achila and Hana'ah. That's what we saw so far in the Gemara, and all of Judaism is absolutely glorious. Now, here's the thing. The Gemara tonight has a bunch of kashas. Kasha number one is from Truma, right? The Gemara asks that by Truma, the Torah says, "V'kolzar lo yochal kodesh," that you're not allowed to eat kodesh. You can't eat Truma. And we know that Truma is mutar b'hana'ah. How do you know Truma is mutar b'hana'ah? Anyone? No, you're ahead of me.
Because you can make an Eruv with it. Like Yisrael can make an Eruv with it.
Because you can make an Eruv with it, exactly. Now, what do we mean by making an Eruv? So, standard Eruv that we think about is Eruv Chatzeros, right? Which enables us to carry on Shabbos. This is not an Eruv Chatzeros, this is an Eruv Tchumen. Right? The halacha is that I'm only allowed to walk 2,000 amos on Shabbos. But if I make an Erev Chumen, if I put some food there, so then I can walk. For example, let's say you want to go from Washington Heights to Teaneck or Bergenfield on Shabbos. I don't know if you've heard of these locations, but there are places on this planet called Teaneck and Bergenfield. If you want to walk there on Shabbos, so to walk across the George Washington Bridge is out of the Tchum. According to Rav Schechter, according to Rabbi Wellig, it isn't, but let's assume like Rav Schechter for the time being. So it's out of the Tchum. So you have to leave some food to be called Konesh Visa, that the food is like where you are for Shabbos. It's really a yeshiva bachar svara, that wherever your food is, that's where you are. That's Erev Tchumen. So then I'm allowed to walk 2,000 amos from my food. Now, what about if the food that I have is food like truma, right? The Mishnah says in Erevin that food which is not usable for everyone, ma'arvin l'nozer b'yayin l'israel b'truma. I could use food which is not usable for me to be my Erev. If I'm a nozer, I can use wine as my Erev. By the way, that's another difference. Erev Chatzeros has to be with bread. Erev Tchumen has to be, or can be, with any food. So a Nazir can use wine for Erev Tchumen. I can use Truma. That means I am getting Hana'ah from the Truma. The Torah by Truma says, Lo Yochal, and therefore I should not be allowed to get Hana'ah from it. So the Gemara answers, well, there's a pasuk that says Trumaschem. Trumaschem tells me that it's yours. Now, push comes to shove, ladies. How come I'm allowed to use, how come a Nazir can use wine as an Erev? It seems to be that this goes against the entire principle of an Erev, no? Erev is I live there because I can eat it. But if I'm a Nazir, I can't drink that wine. So how is it that I'm allowed to use the wine as an Erev? Any suggestions? What does Rashi tell me? What does Rashi say?
Shalav.
Ibai mitshal, right? Is that the word that you're looking at, Rashi? The first skinny line at the top? Well played. Rashi is saying like this, that Nazir and Truma are halachos that you can go to a Bezdin and be Matir Neder and get you out of your Nazir. Oh, you used to be a Nazir? Ha, ha, ha. We revoke your Nazirus. We, by the power of us as a Bezdin, we revoke your Nazirus. Well, Truma also, you can revoke the Trumaness. Right? You could be Matir Truma. Therefore, it becomes no longer Truma. And once it becomes no longer Truma, so then you could use it, you could eat it, and that's why it counts as an Eruv. So effectively what the Gemara says is, it counts as an Eruv because you can make it no longer exist. It's kind of paradoxical, no?
Right, that's what I was going to say, because then it's not Truma anymore, so you can't use Truma for an Eruv.
So... No, I can use Truma since theoretically I have the ability to undo the Trumaness, right? So it's like I'm using Truma because I have the power invested in me to make it not Truma.
You're just naming the food differently based on its status, but it's still the same food.
It's still the same food. It's the same piece of bread or whatever it is, right?
Because it has the potential to not be that. It can be...
Slowly?
It's Mutterbana because it has the potential to not be Usser.
Okay. Well, I see that it's Mutterbana because I'm using it. Right? That tells me that I'm allowed, that Truma is usable for me. I could get benefit out of Truma. I'm getting Erev Tumen benefit out of the Truma. So that's it. That tells me Truma is Mutterbana. Now, we have another question. Well, how can you use it as an Eruv if you can't actually eat it? So the answer is, well, since I could be Shoel, since I could ask, that's why it's usable as an Eruv. Nama?
Well, it's interesting because the wine and Truma are not the same then. Because it's not on the food. The wine isn't that it's Usser on the food, it's Usser. I guess it's the same idea.
So, okay, so now you're already getting into some lumdis that I want to flesh out a little bit later. What's an Isser Gavra, what's an Isser Chafza,
okay.
Right? Is Nazir an Isser Gavra or an Isser Chafza is an interesting question. The Pashtus is that Nazir is neither Isser Gavra nor Isser Chafza. The Pashtus is that Nazir is a title, a shame that I have. Right? It's like, because I'm a Kohen, certain halachas apply to me. Because I'm a Nazir, certain halachas. It's not that the wine is forbidden. It's not that I'm forbidden. I am a new category. That's the simple understanding. But okay, now, just like very, very quickly, Tosfos over here is bothered by a question. The little Tosfos, Ma'arvin L'Nazir B'Yayin, right? Tosfos, first of all, has a different approach. Tosfos says that the reason why you can make an Eruv out of wine is not like Rashi said, because you could be Shoel on the Nazirus, right? Tosfos says something different. Tosfos goes at the Gemara in Bekol Ma'arvin, the Gemara in Ervin Chokres explains the reason, the Apagav de lo chazi lahai, chazi lahai. Meaning that this thing of Truma, I can't use it because I'm not a Kohen, but you are a Kohen. So therefore it counts as an Erev because the idea of an Erev is that I'm expanding territory. So you're right, it doesn't really help for me. I can't eat it, but since you could eat it, that's good enough. Afagabalo chazi lahai, chazi lahai. That's Tosis' suggestion.
I have a question on that.
Again?
But what if you were doing it with all Kohanim or all Nazirs?
Yeah. So according to Tosis, it could be that wouldn't work. Right? According to Tosis, it only works because there's a group of people that and some of the members of the group, yeah. I mean, by the way, we usually do Erev Tchumen. We use enough food that could count for hundreds of people. My son, my youngest son, Yosef Dov, had his bris on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos, the third day of a 3-day Yontif. There was no Moel on Washington Heights. My brother-in-law lives in Queens. He didn't want to spend all 3 days of Yontif with us. He's a Moel. So he asked his posek, who sent him to some posek in Lakewood, who said that you have to make an Eruv Tchumen, and he gave him a heter to ride his bicycle from his house in Queens to Washington Heights, across the Triborough Bridge with an Eruv Tchumen.
That's so cool.
So Friday night at the Shalom Zachar, so Rav Schechter is there, and Rav Schechter's like, so tell me, how did you get here? And he's like, I rode my bicycle. Which is like, did someone permit that? So like, okay, whatever. So it became like a whole topic of conversation, because then the Rav of Breuers showed up and they're having like this whole conversation about whether or not my brother-in-law was allowed to be there. Whatever, like.
But that had made the bris.
No. Well, that was, it was before the bris.
Right.
And as he drove over on Friday.
Right.
And then he, right? And then Friday night, he's with the Shalom Zachar, and we have the first Shabbos, Shabbos day, yeah. Okay, so that's my only time I know of someone who really made an Erev Tchumen. Now, actually, no, I know some people made an Erev Tchumen on the George Washington Bridge. That's the only one I know of on the Triborough. Okay, so Christ just says, the reason why you're Ma'arev L'Nazar B'Yayim is because Afagav L'Chazi L'Hai, Chazi L'Hai. Then tells us right, "V'lo porich chocha liba demand the omer in the arvin elu ledvar mitzvah u'mitzvah lav lechanos nefil." Tells us suggests another way of solving this issue, which is there's an opinion that you can only make an eruv for a mitzvah. This is actually how we paskin la halacha, that you can't make an eruv tchumen just because you want to take a shpatzir on the Shabbos. We can only make an eruv tchumen. Right, in Tuf Kuf Tesva, if we paskin, if you're going for a mitzvah. So like in that case, for the bris, you can make an Erev Tchumen, something like that. It's not, so Tosfos says, according to the opinion that Erev Tchumen is only for a mitzvah, so then there's no question, because of course I can use the Truma for an Erev, because mitzvah slav lehanos netno. No? The halacha is that you can, getting benefit, religious benefit, ritual benefit, is not considered hana'ah in the halachic sense. That's mitzvah slav lehanos netno. So if you hold that ein ma'arvin elo ledvar mitzvah, so really there would be no question. That's what Tosfos is suggesting. If you hold ein ma'arvin elo ledvar mitzvah, so effectively, of course, you are doing it for a mitzvah, mitzvah slav lehanos netno, so everything is grand. That's the first sugya over here about truma. Yes, ma'am.
I think you can go back to so many different things that you're not allowed to get hung up on and say that it's for a mitzvah. Like feeding your animal, like you can say it's for a mitzvah.
Oh, correct. So here's the thing, right? So again, the question as to how I define mitzvah, right? Again, with Eruv, we have this principle in Arvin Oladvar mitzvah, right? Now we have to figure out how broadly I define mitzvah for Eruv. So the thing that I tell my students uptown, and I tell them that you can say this over, but don't quote me because, don't quote me, is the Magen Avraham has a suffix where the davening with the minyan is a mitzvah. When I say you can only make an Eruv for Advar, like you would think davening with a minyan, like isn't that like awesome mitzvah? So the Magen Avraham says, I'm not so sure. Right? It could be that davening with a minyan is something that just enhances my tefillah. Right? The Gemara Brachos and Davov says if a person ordinarily goes to shul and davenes with a minyan, and one day the person didn't go to shul, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu inquires, where are you? If it was for Advar mitzvah, so God says, okay, good, but if it was for Advar Rishus, then God gets upset with you. Right? In the Tziv comments on that Gemara, that the idea is that davening with a minyan is not merely a mitzvah. It's a Rishus. So if I don't go, right, it's a Rishus in the sense of I don't have to do it, but if I do it, I get points. The points are that my tefillah is answered. It's more likely that my tefillah will be answered if I daven with a minyan. That's what the...
Can I ask a tangent question on that?
Yes.
As in, like, so how does that affect kind of women davening in minyan?
Slowly, louder.
How does that affect women davening in minyan? Like, when you say, is that like the same reshut or?
Right. Again, you're asking specifically for women?
Yeah, like if you're saying that just in general davening, like, is it men davening in a minyan? It's a reshut, so then it's the same reshut. level for women davening in a minyan?
Some level, it's exactly the same thing. Davening with a minyan, again, according to this Netziv, which I will deny if anyone quotes me as saying it, but according to this Netziv, davening with a minyan is not a full-fledged mitzvah, like that Magen Avraham is saying in terms of that maybe, perhaps, Magen Avraham is a suffix, perhaps you can't make Erev Tumen to daven with a minyan. So davening with a minyan is not a mitzvah in the sense of something that you're commanded to do. It's a mitzvah in the American colloquial sense, that you get points. So women and men both have no obligation to daven with a minyan, and they both get points if they daven. The points are that Hashem is more likely to answer your tefillos. Right, it's kind of interesting, no? We don't ordinarily think of it this way. Adina, does this help or hurt? Two thumbs
up? No, it's just interesting.
Interesting, okay. There you have it. Again, look at the Magen Avraham in Tavkuf Tesvav. That's what he says. Now, let's just talk about the hypothetical world. The Gemara entertains the idea that Truma is Asur Bahana'a. And we have a pasuk that tells me, V'nechshav lochem trumaskem, that it's yours and it's not Asur Bahana'a. Right? Now, Reb Chaim Ozer Grudzinski was the Rav in Vilna right before the Second War. In his Tshuvas Achiezer and Chayel Gimel Simen Pei Aleph, he's bothered by a question. He says, you know what? If Truma's Asur Bahana'a, that doesn't make any sense. Because what do you do with Truma? You give it to the Kohen. If I give it to you, I'm getting Hana'a. The Hana'a is that you like me more, right? I'm ingratiating myself to you. I'm earning favor. And that is a principle of Tovas Hana'a. Like giving stuff to someone is like benefit. So Reb Chaim Ozer is bound by the Kasha. How on earth can we entertain this idea that Truma is Asur Bahana'a? The very halacha of Truma is that you're supposed to give it to a Kohen, right? Which means you're getting Hana'a. So how the heck can you think that it's Asur Bahana'a? That's a very strong Kasha. So I saw that Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in his Sefer Mincha Shlomo over here in Pesachim, he has the following suggestion. He says, the only reason why Truma is Asur Bahana'a is because it belongs to the Kohen. The only reason to entertain the idea that Truma is Asur is because you're supposed to give it to a Kohen. So it can't be that for this particular Hana'a, we are saying you can't, you're not allowed to give it. That just wouldn't make any sense because that would undermine the only reason why Truma should be Asur Bahana'a entirely. Nama, you seem somewhat confused. In other words, when I say that something is Asur Bahana'a, and therefore I can't give it, that is because there's a separate thing called Isar Hana'a, and then I can't give it. But in this case, the only reason why it's Asur Hana'a is because I'm supposed to give it.
Right.
So it makes no sense to say, but it's basically reinforcing the question. It's reinforcing the question and making it like absurd. It makes no sense to say it's Asur Bahana'a and therefore I can't give it if the only reason why it's Asur to begin with is because I'm supposed to give it. Right? That's the basic point. Okay, so that's what we know about Truma. Let's go on, ladies. Ligmar's next question is about Nazir. Right? The same question. We know you're allowed to get Hana'a from wine. It says, well, Yochal. So therefore, you should not get Hana'a according to Rabbi Avahu. We know you can get Hana'a because you can use wine as an Eruv. So the Gemara says, ultimately, no. Nazir is not a question because we have a pasuk, Nizro. Nizro means it's yours. The Gemara has another possibility that perhaps there's a pasuk of Gadel Pera Sa'ar Rosho, that you grow the hair. And you grow the hair, and then the nazir puts the hair under the pot and cooks the nizra b'sheila in the fire that is fueled by the nazir hair. So the Gemara says, well, maybe there's a pasuk, the gidulo kodesh, that the hair, gadeo peras arosho, maybe the hair is kodesh, but nothing else is kodesh. That's another suggestion. Sigmar says, one second. It never says that. The Torah never says that Gidulo Kodesh Ve'en Davar Achar Kodesh. That it doesn't say. Rather, Machvarta could the Marzutra. We go back to Marzutra's suggestion that Nozir is not Aser Vahana'a because of the Pasuk Nizro. Okay, effectively, if we would want to telegraph what this Gemara is saying, is we have like a million questions, and the answer always is this Gzeres HaKasuk. Right? That's basically oh. So then the Gemara says, Hare Chodosh. Right? Chodosh. What is Chodosh, by the way? Hi, Shrema.
Hi. It's like products that were before the
Torah.
So
you're not allowed to eat. Right. The Torah says that you're not allowed to eat a new wheat until the Korban Omer is brought. Bizman has that we like wait an extra day until the 16th of Nisan. People who are makbid on Chodosh, this is like the worst week of the year, no? Like, they have all these, there's a fellow Herman in Muncie who puts out like a Chodosh list of like which foods based on tracing the labels and the products. The standard assumption is that Chodosh is not a problem in America because they have wheat that's stockpiled. And all the wheat that we have is from previous years. There are those who contend that it's no longer true, that we are not eating wheat that's stockpiled. Like the pasta that we have was made from relatively new wheat. Yeah. It's very hard to figure this out.
It is?
I don't know.
We can't like call the factory?
It's very hard to trace, apparently. If you want to try this, like, bivakasha. From what I understand, one of the real questions, the standard approach in our communities is that people are not makbid on Chodosh. There are some who are. The standard approach is not to be makbid. There's also a shita in Rishonim that Chodosh does not apply in distant areas of Chutz La'aretz. And that's also part of the cheshbon to be made on Chodosh in America or in the rest of Chutz La'aretz. But B'kitzer, the Gemara has a question that the Torah says, don't eat lechem kali v'karmel. It says lo tochlu. According to Rabbi Avohu, it should be asr b'hana'a. It says lo tochlu. And yet we know that it's mutter b'hana'a. How do you know that Chodosh is mutter b'hana'a? Anyone?
Siyachan.
Again?
Siyachan.
It says kotzer. Right?
Oh no! Sorry. Because it says that you can give it to a behema or nothing. Whatever the shechet means.
So you can cut down the relatively young wheat kotzer l'shachat. You can cut it down and give it to a behema. So we see that you're getting hanah from it because you're feeding it to your animal. According to Rabbi Avohu, the Gemara asks, shouldn't it be Aser Bahana'a? So the Gemara answers that it's not Aser Bahana'a. Shaini Hosam, the Amakar Kitzirchem, Kitzirchem, Shalachem Yehei. Right? The Pasuk says, Haventem et Omer Reshit Kitzirchem al HaKohen. Kitzirchem means that the stuff that you cut down is yours. Therefore, it's not Aser Bahana'a. The Gemara then flips it. Well, according to Chananya, so then why does the Torah have to say Kitzirchem? I understand according to Rabbi Yavo, it has to say Kitzirchem because it rose Chodesh from the Aser Ba'anot. According to Chananya, right, why does it have to say it? Chizki, it's not the Chizkiya. Why does it have to say Kitzirchem? So my answer is, it means Kitzirchem to Chol Yisrael. It means everyone's stuff. It doesn't mean that it's mutter b'hana'a, but it means ketzirchem d'chol Yisrael. Whoa.
It really looks like an owl now.
It does it look better or worse with the lights off? Hey,
much worse.
Okay, there it goes. So ketzirchem d'chol Yisrael means that your stuff, right? That's what Rashi says, that your stuff, it doesn't really tell me anything halachically. It just means your stuff is going to be Meshit Ketzirchem, your stuff is Aser B'Chodesh. Okay, great. So our Gemara says that Chodesh should be Aser B'Hana'a, And I have a pasuk of Ketzir Chem that tells me that Chodesh is Mutter Bahana'ah. That's what it says in the Babylonian Talmud. However, in the Talmud Yerushalmi, Meseches Arla, it has a different explanation. How come Chodesh is not Aser Bahana'ah? That's the Gemara's question. The Bavli asks this question, the Yerushalmi asks this question. And what does Yerushalmi say? Anyone? Yes, Nama.
If we understood it correctly, it's that Kladosh is different because at certain times it's okay, because it'll be okay.
Nachum.
Once it's not Kladosh.
My Kladosh is different because it is an Isser Lizman. Shanyahi Shekavalo Hakosav Zman. Chodesh is a different type of Isser because it's temporary. And the statement of Rabbi Avohu that when the Torah says Lotochal, it means Isser Hana'ah, that's talking about permanent Yisurim. Temporary Yisurim and Isser Lizman, it does not apply to. Right? When Atira came over to me in the Beis Medrash before with the Yerushalmi, so, right, we saw that some of the commentaries note that this answer would of Isser Zman versus permanent Isser would also answer the din of Nazir. No? Nazir also, it's an Isser Zman. According to this Yesod of Yerushalmi, whatever is an Isser Zman is not subject to the rules of Rabbi Avohu.
Can't you say the same thing about Chametz?
Ah, can't you say the same thing about chametz? So maybe the yifei einayim. Yeah, why can't you, Nama?
Because it's like you're not supposed to have it. I don't know. You just can't. Because you're not. It's not. It's not that.
Is chametz mutter now or usher now?
Right now, today.
Yeah, March 8th.
What? It doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. Okay. So one possibility, what Nam is suggesting is that Chametz doesn't exist. The Isser of Chametz is only those 8 days.
Yeah.
Does that make it, or 7 days, does that make it an Isser Zman? That would probably mean that it is an Isser Zman.
Isn't that the same thing as Chodesh? Chodesh doesn't exist until it's new. Right now it's Yashan.
Correct. So why is Chametz different? So in the back of the Gemaras, I sent you to a Yefei Einayim. The Yefei Einayim basically, I don't remember who he is, but he was Jewish. The Yefei Einayim tries to bring down Yerushalmis and put his own commentary into them. So the Yefei Einayim writes over here that Chametz is not really an Isser Zman because you have to destroy the Chametz. Right? Chodesh can be an Isser Zman because it's Usser now, it's going to be Mutter later. But Chametz is Usser now. And you have to destroy the chametz, so it's not going to exist later. So therefore, chametz is not an Isser Zman.
But what about previously?
What about previously?
It exists previously.
So apparently, the chametz, there's no Isser until Pesach. Once it's an Isser, the Isser is not an Isser Zman, because once the Isser sets in, it stays forever.
Yeah, because you can't eat chametz that you had on
Pesach. What you're suggesting is, and apparently in the Yerushalmi that Tir read over to me, I didn't see this commentary, but I think it happened in the Yerushalmi I have at home. The Gra on the Yerushalmi says that maybe the Yerushalmi is following the opinions the Chametz Shavar Alav HaPesach is Aser Min HaTorah. We assume the Chametz Shavar Alav HaPesach, right? But we're going to be dealing with this a lot a month from now. Right? Buying food from supermarkets after Pesach. Everyone like begins to pull out their hair. Are you allowed to do it or not? Did they sell the chametz? Let's say the store sold the chametz, the distributor didn't sell the chametz, right? There's this whole conversation. Chametz Shavalav HaPesach is Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda assumes it's Aser Min HaTorah. Reb Shimon says it's Aser Min Drabanan. The Gra says that this Yerushalmi is going with those opinion that Chametz Shavalav HaPesach is Aser Min HaTorah. And consequently, there's an Isser Chametz all year long. Rav Soloveitchik used to say, in a slightly different vein, that there's an Isser Chametz all year long, just not where we live. In the Beis HaMikdash, there's an Isra Chametz all year long. No, you can't bring a carbon mincha lo teyafeh chametz. No, there's an Isra Chametz all year long. The Isra Chametz is mitpatzel. It spreads out in different areas. So we can't eat chametz 7 days a year, 8 days a year. But there's an Isra Chametz all year long.
Like the lechem
hapanim. Like the lechem hapanim can't be. I think lechem hapanim is also not chametz. There is some. The only carbon that was chametz is the shtei halechem on Shavuos. I think right. The shtei halechem is matir chametz b'mikdash. The omer is matir chametz b'medina. The shtei halechem is the only carbon that was brought of chametz. I think so. No. The shtei halechem is matir chodosh. And the omer is matir chodosh b'medina. Shtei halechem is matir chodosh b'mikdash. Which were there any karbanos? Again, I think the carbon minchas are all supposed to be matzah, not chametz, as far as I know. As far as I remember, yeah. There's not supposed to be chametz is also b'mikdash. Okay, but whatever it is. The Rishalmi is saying that Chodosh is different because it's an Israel Isman. The Bavli is saying Chodosh is different because I have a pasuk of Kitzir Chen, something like that. Now, obviously what Rishalmi is getting at, and Nama was using these terms a few minutes ago, is the difference between an Isser Gavran and an Isser Chefza. Right? An Isser Chefza means this object is forbidden. It's unlikely that if this object is forbidden, so the object becomes permitted later on. But an Isser Gavra, right, if I can't eat it, so then it makes more sense that's an Isser Lizman. What the Rishalmi is saying, if I kind of get beneath the hood, is that the din of Rabbi Avohu, that when the Torah says don't eat it, it's also Asr Bahana'ah, that means that the object, right, is an Isser Chefza. But if I have something that I can't eat, but it's an Isser Gavra, so then the rule of Rabbi Yavahu won't apply. That's really what Yerushalmi is saying if I just add half a minute of Lumdisha terminology. Now, based on this idea, we might be able to answer Rambam's. Okay, ladies, do you remember, how do I paskin? Did I paskin like Chizki or like Rabbi Avohu? Does anyone remember? We spoke about this some time ago. Did I paskin like Chizki or like Rabbi Avohu? So look in your notes. There's a Rambam in Perek Ches of Macholos Asuros Halacha Tesvav. And there's a Rambam in Perek Aleph of Chametz U'Matzah Halacha Beis. We spoke about this on Chof Aleph on the Beis. Basically, the Rambam in Perek Ches of Macholos Asuros writes, but you can find it online somewhere. The Rambam writes that when the Torah says lo tochal, it means Isser Achila and Isser Hanoa. Both. That's Rabbi Avohu. But in Perek Aleph of Chametz U'Matzah Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes, the Chametz on Pesach is Aser B'Hanoa, Shenemar lo ye acheol chametz. No? Lo ye acheol is nif'al. It's what we call Rabbi, it's what we call Chizkiyah, not Rabbi Avohu. No? So we have a contradiction in the Rambam. On the one hand, the Rambam parches of chametz, blah, 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 blah. The Rambam parches of macholos asuros assumes that Rabbi Avohu is correct, that when it says lo yochal, it's aser b'hana'ah. But the Rambam Chometz U'Matzah says that the reason why chametz is usher behind Noah is because it says lo ye achel. There is a stira in the Rambam. Right? How come in chametz matzah he quotes Chizkiya, but in machalos hasuros he quotes Rabbi Avahu? Ladies, based on what we just said from this Yerushalmi, I want you to plug it in and give me an answer. In memory of Alex Trebek, are we allowed to sing the Jeopardy song? No? Alex Trebek was the most Jewish non-Jew. Does everyone agree to that? Like, there's something like Jewish that exuded from him. Any thoughts, questions, observations, jokes? How can we answer this Rambam, this Diran Rambam's? Remember, what does Yerushalmi say? Atirin, it looks like you have a thought coming.
Really? Well, the Yerushalmi said that if it's a temporary iser, then it doesn't have to, lo yochal doesn't necessarily have to apply.
Okay, good. And we were bothered by your question of chametz, no?
Right.
Perhaps the Rambam is going to say chametz is also a temporary iser, especially in light of the fact that the Rambam paskins the chametz she'avar alav ha-pesach is aser midrabanan. That means on the level of d'oraisa, chametz is a temporary iser. If chametz is a temporary iser, so the rule of Rabbi Avahu would not apply. So when it comes to chametz, the Rambam has to tell me the rule of Chizkiyah, not Rabbi Avahu. How come chametz is aser b'hana'ah? The Rambam says, it says, lo ye yachel, Chizkiyah. 1 second, dude, why are you calling Chizkiyah? You pass like Rabbi Avahu. The answer is Rabbi Avahu is irrelevant for Isurim Bizman. If Rabbi Avahu is irrelevant, so then, this idea, did I give you an Or Sameach to look at? I don't remember. I did? Did anyone take a look at the Or Sameach? You tried. It's okay. So let's just so far hold this, right? That the Rambam passes like Rabbi Avahu, but the Rambam Kedarko follows the Rishalmi, that Rabbi Avahu does not make sense by Isurim Bizman, and therefore Chometz, which is an Isur Zman, the Rambam has to give me the reason of Chizkiyah. The Or Sameach uses this discussion in a slightly different context. I'm just a teeny bit worried that it might take us a little too far afield. You could take a look at that Tosis and Kedushin and the Or Sameach, and maybe we can explain that. It might have been a mistake to put that on the source sheets just because I think it is going a little too far afield and I want to move on in the Gemara. Any questions or comments?
Can we just go through one more time?
Yes.
What we just
said. So let's go slowly. Yerushalmi tells me that Rabbi Avahu is true only on permanent Isurim, not on Isurim Zman. Premise. Rambam paskins like Rabbi Avahu. Premise. But the Rambam by Chametz does not quote Rabbi Avahu. The Rambam by Chametz says that Chametz is aser b'hana'ah because it says lo ye achel. That's Chizkiyah. What about Rabbi Avahu? Answer. Well, Rabbi Avahu is irrelevant to Chametz because Chametz is an Isur Zman. Right? That is the basic idea that we're trying to develop. Okay. Let's go weiter. Now we're getting to like one of my favorite topics in Judaism. The Gemara has a question. What about Shratzen? Right? The Gemara, did the Chavra do this Gemara yet? Vaharei Shratzim? You started, okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to go through the Gemara. I'm going to set the table. And then Yirtzah Hashem. You know what? Maybe we'll talk about Ur Sameach now. And then we'll do the Gemara in 2 minutes. And then we'll set the table for the conversation I want to have tomorrow. Yirtzah Hashem. Okay, it goes like this, ladies. Let's go back to Chadash. The Yerushalmi in Kedushin asks a question. Right? The Pasuk says in Sefer Yehoshua that they made, remember, they cross into Eretz Yisrael on the 10th day of Nisan. Right? Isn't that what it says in Sefer Yehoshua? Some say the reason why Shabbos HaGadol is called Shabbos HaGadol is because of the big miracle that happened. Right, in terms of that we took the sheep and they didn't kill us. Other explanations, there's like 20 other explanations, that's called Shabbos HaGadol. One of them is, well, the 10th day of Nisan is a day of super miracles. Right, crossing the Yarden, which is like the splitting of the Yarden, in the days of Yoshua, the Pasuk says at the beginning of Sefer Yoshua, that happened on the 10th day of Nisan. Since in the year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the 10th day of Nisan was Shabbos, so therefore, we call it Shabbos HaGadol. It's like a little strange, because like we're making 10th of Nisan, then it was Shabbos, so we'll call it Shabbos, oh, whatever. But okay, like, good enough for a challenge. Now, so the Pasuk says that they bake matzahs on the 15th, the Pasuk Yeshua says they bake matzahs on the 15th of Nisan, and they make sure that they are baking it from the wheat that became mutter. They didn't use, right? Again, what does it say? The Pasuk says that vayochlu me'avor ha'aretz, that they ate from the, right, that they made matzahs, and they ate, right, they make a korban pesach, and they eat matzahs, and they eat the matzah from the wheat of last year, not from the new wheat. That's what the Pasuk says. So Yerushalmi is bothered by Akasha. Why don't they make matzah from the new wheat and say, ase dochalos ase? That the mitzvah ase of eating matzah is docha the lav of Chodosh. That's Yerushalmi's kasha. The Ur Sameach says, you know what? That Yerushalmi is asking the question because the Yerushalmi holds that it's possible to say Aseh Dochalos Aseh on Chadash. Says the Ur Sameach, Aseh Dochalos Aseh only applies if they're both on the same level. If both are Isser Gavra, I could say Aseh Dochalos Aseh. But an Aseh that's an Isser Gavra won't be Dochalos Aseh that's an Isser Chepetzah. But he gives a few examples. The Isser eating on Yom HaKippurim is clearly an Isser Gavra. Right? That is the way he says it. Hashem doesn't want us to eat. It's, I shouldn't eat it. Consequently, you can use food on Yom Kippur for an Erev because I just can't eat it, but the food is still kosher. And Isser Gavra is usable as an Erev. Again, this might connect to what we were speaking before about Nazir and about Truma. If it's an Isser Gavra, we understand why it's usable as an Erev. It's not poison, right? Isser Chefza sounds more like it's poison. Isser Gavra is just that I should not use it. Chodesh, is it an Isser Gavra and Isser Chefza? So the Yerushalmi is saying, since Chodesh is a temporary Isser, therefore by definition, it's an Isser Gavra. Right? Therefore, because it's an Isser Gavra, the Ur Sameach explains, the Yerushalmi asks a question, let's say, Aseh Docha Los Aseh, that the mitzvah of matzah should be Docha the Los Aseh of eating Chodosh. Because in Yerushalmi world, Chodosh is an Isser Gavra, and therefore Aseh Docha Los Aseh would be possible. That's the basic idea that the Ur Sameach suggests. The reason I didn't want to say it 2 minutes ago is I realized it doesn't add that much, but I like it. It's like, cool, but it doesn't add anything to our understanding now. Okay, let's just go back. the Yesod of the Rambam, we explained based on this Yerushalmi that an Isser Zman is an Isser Gavra, and consequently Rabbi Avohu's rule does not apply. And the fact that Isser Zman is an Isser Gavra, so we just use to explain why, according to Yerushalmi, we'll say Aseh Do Chalos Aseh by Matzah from Chadash. Oh, let's go on in our Gemara. Talmud Bavli. Am I allowed to have a business where I sell Christmas decorations? Is that mutter in halacha?
I would say no.
You would say no. It sounds like very un-Jewish, right? Agreed? So right. The Pashtus is no isser.
Why would it be isser?
Why would it be isser?
Not like, well, if we say Christmas is like a Avodah Zarah, then
everyone uses Christmas.
Right. Again, lots of people hang them in their sukkah. It's probably not the best thing. Again, so Christianity is Avodah Zarah, but Christianity is Avodah Zarah means the worship of Christianity. Just certainly the way it's observed in America and the decorations is not really worship. Right?
Isn't that the same? You're not allowed to do business like going whatever 3 days before their holiday?
Correct. In the world of old day Avodah Zarah, I shouldn't do business, but let's say I'm going to sell Christmas decorations in the middle of March. I have a business that I wholesale the stuff. Is that permitted? So, alpi halacha, technically, no iser. But alpi halacha, I'm not allowed to sell treif meat. I can't be in the treif meat selling business. That's asur. That's called schura b'macholos asuros. This idea that it's usher to be in the treif meat selling business comes up from here in Pesachim Daf Chaf Gimel. The Gemara asks Akasha. Remember, according to this idea, whenever it says lo ye achel, it's usher b'hanoa. The Gemara asks shrotzim is not usher b'hanoa. Hare shrotzim, the Torah says lo ye achel. But yet, shrotzim is not aser b'hanoa. Utnan, because we learned the Mishnah in Shviyas, sayodei chaya va'ofos v'dzagim, shenizdam lehen minin tzemeyim, mutarim l'machron v'nachrim. If I am a, my job is to catch animals, and my job is to catch kosher animals, and it's nizdamim lehen, minin tzemeyim. It happens that my trap catches a rhinoceros instead of a deer. So if it's nizdam nulahem, then I am allowed to sell it to goyim. If it's not nizdaming, if it's not that just happened, I'm not allowed to be in business selling treif meat to goyim. Look at Rashi. Shen is damnu. Zok to Rashi, dafka shen is damnu. It's only talking about when it happened. D'lo matzruchina luhu lahefkeron. We don't force you to be mafia that rhinoceros that your trap got. Avol lechatchila osur lachzachreim. You're not allowed to catch rhinoceroses. Like we say in Maseches Shavuos, ein osin schora. The Mishnah Shviya says you can't do business with treif meat. There's an isser to be a treif meat salesman. There's an isser schor machalos asuros. If it's nizdamein, if it just happens that you get a treif animal in your trap, then you're allowed to sell it. But you're not allowed to be in the business. So the Gemara's kasha is, one second, the fact that I'm allowed to sell it when I happen to catch it shows that the treif animal is not aser b'hanoa. Aye, but it says lo ye achel. And when it says lo ye achel, according to Chizkiyah, it should be aser b'hanoa. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Shouldn't it be aser b'hanoa? So the Gemara answers, "Shiny Hasam, the Amar Kro, Lachem, shalokan yehi. The sheket hu lochem, something like that. Lochem means it's yours. Therefore, it's not also bahanah. Ihochi afilu chatfilanami. The Gemara asks, one second, if the pasuk says lochem, that means it's yours. So you should be allowed to sell it. L'chatchila. How can we only permit you selling it if it's nizdamin, if it just happens? If the Torah says lochem, I should be allowed to sell it l'chatchila. I should do whatever I want with it. That's lochem. So the Gemara says, no. Shaini hochadam akra yiyu bavayosan yihu. Yiyu means it should be the way it is. Meaning, it's not really yours. Keep it out there. Keep it the way it is. So I have two psukim that play off each other. On the one hand, the Torah says lochem. Lochem means that do what you want. It's yours. On the other hand, the Torah says yiyu. Yiyu means leave it the way it is. Don't do anything. We balance these two psukim and we say that macholos asuros are usur bahana'a, excuse me, not bahana'a, macholos asuros are usur to sell because of yiyu, but because of lochem, we permit selling it if it's nizdamein. If you happen to get it. Then the Gemara asks a question, how does this fit in with Chizkiyah, etc.? You'll do that Gemara Mi'atz Hashem tomorrow. So the questions that we're going to talk about tomorrow are questions of doing business with non-kosher animals, non-kosher meat. Does it sound like this is a Torah prohibition or a rabbinic prohibition? What does it sound like from our Gemara? Sukkim 23a. Sounds like Raisa or Drabana? Drabana. Drabana. Okay, prove it. Why does it sound Drabana?
Oh, well, I guess. Sounds like it could go either way. According to the
psukim,
it sounds like it could go either way.
Well, I have contradictory
psukim. Right.
So that should be a giveaway. Psukim is...
But doesn't that mean it's up to the rabbis to decide?
Okay. You really, like, jumped five steps. That's very good, actually. Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
The simple reading of our Gemara is that there's an Isser de Oraisa to do Spur of Macholos Asuros. Simple reading of our Gemara is that's Asur min HaTorah, right? I have Psukim Lachem Yiyu. It sounds like it's Asur min HaTorah. That is the simple reading. Nama is suggesting, well, maybe the way the Gemara is saying it is I have a contradiction in Psukim. When I have a contradiction in Psukim, so then the rabbis have a certain leeway. And they create an Isser based on the contradiction of Sukkim, so perhaps the Isser is an Isser Drabbanan. That's what you're suggesting. Hold that, put it in your pipe, we'll come back to it tomorrow. Tosfos clearly says that's Asur min HaTorah. This Tosfos Amar Kra says that the Isser Sfor Macholos Asuros is an Isser de Oraisa. And Tosfos is bothered by Akasha. How come one of the standard Jewish practices is that they sold horses? How are you allowed to sell a horse? Horses are trape animals. Right? So that's Tosfos Kasha. Vim Tomar. Tosfos Diramaso Amar Kru. Tosfos S. Vim Tomar. Imken Susim Bachamorim Hechiz Abminon. How do we sell horses and donkeys? Tosa says the Isser is only the midi da achila. Right? The Isser is food. Horses are not food. Donkeys are not food. The Yerushalmi asks the same question, and the Yerushalmi says that when you sell it, you're selling it not to eat, you're selling it lemlocha kein gedelin. You grow it, they're being raised to do work, and you're selling it for that purpose. For tomorrow, what you have to see is this Tosfos. If you can find in the back of the Oz v'Hadar Gemara, there's a Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. Look at that also. And look at the din in Yerideh Kuf Yud Zayin that I gave you and the Taz. And that Taz is called the famous Taz. I have a whole book over here called the Kuntras of the Taz Hayadua, the famous Taz. That is the Taz that we're going to do tomorrow. The Taz will be a little hard to understand. The most important part to focus on in the Taz is the last like four lines. And we will try to analyze this Taz tomorrow. I will perhaps give a number of additional makoros on this Taz just because it's awesomely cool and we like it. And maybe we should go on and do the next piece of Gemara tomorrow also. So I'll try to give out some additional makoros. Okay, ladies, any questions, comments? Does this owl work? Is it easier?
We like the owl.
It's really cool.
It's very, very entertaining.
I love what we do for meetups. Right.
Positive
feedback.
I know.
What is it?
That was very positive.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a positive review for the owl. There's supposed to be like some faculty meeting tomorrow night at 7:15. I teach then, so I'm not going to attend. But one of the topics in conversation that Dr. Bacon wants to discuss is like the technology stuff and whether the owls work. So apparently the answer is that we like Hedwig. Okay, Sephora.
We like it also because we can see when everyone's talking, like all of the individual students in the classroom, instead of like just hearing random people's voices in the background.
This thing is crazy. Laughing out loud. I'm freaking out. Okay, that's the official share chat. Gotcha. Okay, we're going to stop this. Okay, have a good night.